Morning Watch. Loving the Lord and loving one another for the organic building up of the church as the body of Christ. Week 6. The Lord's new commandment given to us that we love one another. Tuesday. Related verses. John 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that everyone who believes into him would not perish, but would have eternal life. 1 John 4, verses 9 to 10. In this, the love of God was manifested among us, that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might have life and live through him. Herein is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as a propitiation for our sins. Titus 3, verses 4 to 5. But when the kindness and the love to man of our Savior God appeared, not out of works and righteousness, which we did, but according to his mercy he saved us, through the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit. Galatians 2, verse 20. I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. Hebrews 4, verse 16. Let us therefore come forward with boldness to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace for timely help. Ephesians 2, verses 4 and 5. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in offenses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Related reading. Man's condition speaks of his need for salvation. The source of salvation is the love of God. God's love is the source of his salvation. If God had no love, man would have no salvation. Although God is righteous and holy in his nature, his heart is love. God must do things according to his righteous procedure and in agreement with his holy nature. According to God's righteousness, sinners deserve only to be judged. According to God's holiness, such filthy ones are fit only to fall dead before him. Although his righteousness condemns us and his holiness rejects us, God's heart loves us. He not only loves us, he so loved us. Because he loves us, he gave his only begotten Son to prepare salvation for us. Ephesians 2 verse 4 says that the love with which God loved us is a great love. Because of his great love, God came to save us. His great love caused him to love not only sinners, but also those who were dead in offenses and sin. The love of God originated in God's heart, but when it appeared, it became our salvation. When God's love is manifested to us, it saves us. God's salvation comes out of God's love. God's saving hand issues out of his loving heart. His loving heart appeared through his mighty hand to become our salvation. God's love caused him to give us his Son. God did not love us without taking action on our behalf. To accomplish salvation for us, God specially gave us his only begotten Son. This shows the greatness of God's love toward us, as well as the preciousness of the salvation that God accomplished on our behalf. God's great love accomplished this precious salvation for us. Because of his love for us, God sent his Son that we might have life. The salvation that God prepared for us is not only for us to be saved, but also for us to have his life. He was willing to do this for the simple reason that he loved us. Since God loved us, he was willing to suffer the sending of his only begotten Son for the accomplishment of our salvation so that we might have his life. We had a problem in our relationship with God. Therefore, God sent his Son as a propitiation for our sins in order to restore our relationship with him. God did this because of his love. Although sin caused a problem in our relationship with God, we had no thought of dealing with our sin in order to restore our relationship with God. Even if we desired to restore this relationship, we would have had no ability or way. However, God's love caused him to send his Son to accomplish this matter for us before we even had such a thought. God's love not only accomplished our salvation, but also gave us a way to obtain salvation. How condescending God's love is toward us! It accomplished our salvation and devised a way for us to obtain salvation. If God had done less than this, we would not have been saved. Having accomplished our salvation, God entreated us to be reconciled to himself. We were far off from God. We had rejected and opposed him, and we were his enemies. Nevertheless, he entreated us to be reconciled to him. This entreaty is a proof that God loves the unbelievers and desires that they obtain his salvation through those who believe.